Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Pete Sarantopoulos of Pete's Rods helps Bears players and coaches build classic cars. Most recently, he completed a project with linebacker and special teamer Blake Costanzo to build an impressive 1929 Ford sedan.
For you Packers fans, get out the way.
When I got up here, I was talking in the locker room about, you know, I wanted to build a car. I wanted a muscle car, like a 70 Chevelle. And one of the equipment guys said, hey, my next door neighbor builds cars. And so he gave me his number, and then the rest was history.
We take our time. It's quality work. We're not like the big TV shows that have, you know, 20, 30 people doing different things. We do it all ourselves. We do the interior, we do the motor, we do everything ourselves. So it takes longer, but the end product, it's a beautiful car, flawless.
And then this is the engine, which is exposed, which I think is pretty cool. And, you know, people get to see it. This is a 392 Hemi, and for a lot of people that know cars, I mean, it's a pretty rare engine, and it's pretty sick, sick as in fast.
One of my neighbors, I didn't know he worked for the Bears, but he worked for the Bears, and I restored a 67 Mustang. And he was pulling up one day, and he said, hey, I know somebody that's interested in your car. Would you mind if I took some pictures? So I said, go ahead. He took my number, and then the next day I got contacted by Lovey Smith.
You know, and a lot of guys, when I brought this one in, they're like, oh, man, where'd you get that? How'd you build it? So I've been giving out, you know, Pete's card to everyone. I think there's a line now, though, so you probably have to wait like a year to get it done.
See the real American flag? And Pete sold that.
Yeah.
He sold that into there.
Yeah.
So this is my favorite feature of the car.
Pete is like an artist of cars, should I say.
All this, you know, he pretty much made all the diamond plate that's in here. Mm. You know, he formed it and bent it. And another thing, I like the high shift. It's pretty old school.
Yeah.
But we worked on a 70 Chevelle that I had. This bit behind me is a 1929 Ford sedan. And then the one I'm sitting on is a 63 Impala. So we got three cars so far, and I think it's been like a year. So, you know, we built it from the ground up.
So originally we wanted to do something just to pay tribute to, you know, being American and the troops and stuff. And we saw this wheel at a swap meet, and I was like, wow, that's a pretty cool color. And he says that a lot of the older cars, like nostalgia cars, had this kind of paint job. So I said, can we do it? He said, we can do anything. So we kind of ended up with the same kind of paint job with the blue flake for the entire car.
Well, when we first buy it, it's just a rusty piece of junk that's just been sitting for years or whatever. We disassemble it down to nothing, to bare metal. And then whatever the customer, whoever wants, whatever idea he has, that's what we do to it. Like the color, engine size, interior, everything that he wants, we start from scratch. So it's just bare bone, there's nothing there. And then we just take the steps, we do the body, we do the frame, engine, we just start assembling it after.
How do you lock it?
Well, if there's no door handle, I don't think you need a lock, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that.
That's a good point.
With a couple ideas I had, I don't know, Pete just knows how to do it all. So I just tell him what I kind of wanted and he creates it.
Another cool thing was there was no, the gas tank was in the front over there. But we didn't want to put it in the front, so this whole thing he cut out and took it out of the car, and it looks like it should be there.
Right.
So there was nothing here. He made this in the gas tanks in the back. So even little things like this to keep, and it looks like it has always been part of the car.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is this whole bottom piece is, and this whole thing, we had to cut it all out because it was rusted. Mm. So all of these pieces from like here on here are new metal, and to make it look like it's one.
Basically, it's up to person who owns the vehicle what they want done. Whatever they want, we can do. It doesn't matter. If he wants it to fly, somehow we'll figure out a way to make it fly.
Whatever crazy idea you come up with, like I wanted you know, fire to come out of the exhaust, and he said that's possible, but I was just kidding, but he said it's possible.
We have to look at the taillights.
Yes, the taillights are from a what year?
59 Cadillac.
59 Cadillac. And the idea behind them was kind of looks like rocket thrusters coming out. So when we press the brake lights, it kind of looks like, you know, shooting fire out the back, which is kind of cool.
This particular vehicle had no roof on it. Back then they didn't have roofs, they had a canvas top. So we actually had to make a roof and install it on the car. This particular one that's on here is off of a van. So we cut the roof off the van and we welded it on here and just finished it up, and it looks like it's supposed to be on there.
See how the window pops out. So it's a pretty cool feature.
Oh, that's awesome.
So when you're driving in the summer, something you want
nice.
To cool
nice. Yeah. I really like it with the doors open too.
Yeah.
Because it.
Sorry, I like the.
I can tell.
During the season, Blake took the car for a spin to Bears headquarters to show some of his coaches and teammates Pete's masterpiece.
I just really wanted to showcase what he did, and it's such a beautiful car, and he's a huge Bears fan. So to have some pictures with it outside Hallis was kind of sweet for him.
Do you think you're going to have this car for a really long time? Would you ever?
I want to give it to my kids. That's why. I mean, I would never build it. So, I mean, I love the thing all the time, you know, effort put into it. I'm going to try to enjoy it as long as I can and give it to my kids so they can enjoy it.
Blake had the car shipped back to his hometown in New Jersey, and it arrived safe and sound.
It's fast, and it's fun. Put on some country, and then I just rip it down the road, man. So, I mean, I kind of find some peace in driving, you know, a car that we built. Just cruising down the road with the window down and, you know, listening to the engine. It's so much different than the cars that I have today.
So, Anthony, as Blake said, Pete has worked on three cars for him, that 1929 Ford sedan, a Chevelle, and an Impala.
Ooh.
I mean, those are some pretty sweet rides.
Yeah. I like that Impala.
He actually said that he thinks Pete is like an artist because of the way he works on those cars. I mean,
you think he can work on a Fiesta?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be
the
sweet.
Fiesta's already pretty sweet, though.
You put a spoiler kit on that thing, some nice rims, shine it up real good, put some bump in there, bump, bump, bump.
But we have one problem. I don't think he could make it any larger.
That's not a problem for me. Yeah. I'm getting fit, Lance.
It's the new year. That's right.
My suit is like filling in right now, man. I'm looking real good, man. I'm about to renew my vows out here, man.
Up next, Anthony and James Anderson hit the court for a game of horse.
They used to call me Surgeon General Warner, SG Dub, because I used to be smoking dudes.
Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.